I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Things are looking ugly for the beautiful game, at least for soccer's governing body, FIFA. Today, FIFA's own ethics committee suspended the whole organization's leadership. President Sepp Blatter is banned from even setting foot inside FIFA headquarters for the next 90 days. So is his deputy and two of the men who are running to succeed Blatter. All of them are under investigation for corruption. One man who survived the purge to take over FIFA temporarily is Issa Hayatou. He's from Cameroon and leads the organization that governs soccer in Africa. Our BBC colleague Mohammed Ali joins me now from Cape Town, South Africa, to get an African perspective on the FIFA mess today. And the African perspective is crucial here, Mohammed. We'll talk new leaders in a second, but first the old. Sepp Blatter brought the World Cup to Africa for the first time in 2010 to South Africa. How's he being seen by soccer fans in Africa, in South Africa? And more important, how's his fall being seen?
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, he did bring the World Cup to South Africa in 2010. He was instrumental in ensuring that the World Cup came to Africa. And he is seen by African football followers as a man who certainly has done a lot for the game on the continent. He introduced the Goal Program in 1999, whereby lots of money was spent on developing infrastructure on the African continent, building artificial pitches in countries like Mauritania, Ethiopia, building headquarters for FAs in countries like Zimbabwe and Zambia. So he certainly is seen as a man who has done a lot for African football, but skeptics say that the money has always been there and it needed to be spent. And in doing what he did with the Goal Program, he certainly bought himself a patronage from the respective football associations on the African continent. Remember, Africa has 54 out of the 209 associates in FIFA, and those votes all count. Each country has the same vote, but the vote is the same for Djibouti, the power of that vote, as it would be for Brazil, for example.
Yeah, and generally, the assessment is that the money has been well spent in Africa?
Certainly, there is consensus that the money has been well spent. And in fact, you can actually see that in terms of the performances that have been delivered by countries like Mauritania, Cape Verde, who a few years ago certainly wouldn't have performed the way they have right now. So in the smaller countries, certainly the game is growing and is developing. But some have actually likened it to taking money from a drug dealer, and it could be used beneficially.
So, Mohammed, let's get back to Issa Hayatou, the Cameroonian in FIFA. He stepped in, as I said, as interim head of FIFA. Who is he and how clean is he?
Well, Issa Hayatou is a 69-year-old Cameroonian former Olympic 400-meter athlete. He has been in charge of the Confederation of African Football since 1988, a 27-year reign, and he certainly has ruled CAF, as the Confederation of African Football is known, with an iron fist. In fact, he's changed the rules quite a few times to ensure that he stays in the position. For example, CAF had a rule where people over the age of 70 were not allowed to stand for executive positions. He, of course, having turned 69 in August, changed that to ensure that there are no age limits. He also introduced a rule which says that nobody outside the closely knit executive can stand for the position of president. And he has also been fingered by the BBC TV program Panorama for having received money from the now defunct marketing company ISL in 1995. For that, he was reprimanded by the International Olympic Committee, of which he's also a member. And there's also been allegations against him that he's pushed TV production deals to a French company, of which his son is a director. So Issa Hayatou, rather, certainly has a few fingers pointed in his direction. And of course, he stood against Sepp Blatter in 2002 in a rather bitter campaign. But since then, those two have patched up and have been very close associates.
So, Mohammed, you're really close to this story. You know the details and the inside scoop. But generally for the people, the soccer fans in South Africa that you've spoken to, is this mess, this corruption business in Zurich, is it just furniture in the background for them? Is it insider stuff? And do they believe that eventually soccer is just going to get played and things will get sorted out?
I think South Africans want answers, and they also want this mess to be sorted out so that they can enjoy the beautiful game and enjoy the forthcoming World Cup in Russia. Into a qualification for that tournament has already started, and it certainly doesn't do the image of the game any good to see all these allegations of bribery, and particularly the large sums of money that are involved that could have been used to further develop the game.
My BBC colleague, South African sports journalist Mohammed Ali in Cape Town. Thank you, man.
Thank you very much indeed for having me, Marco.